Welcome to the Divine Style Podcast with Jolinda Stella and Alison Maiden. Each episode, you'll experience spiritual lessons to cultivate self-love and self-expression so you can become the best version of you. In this episode, we discuss all things tarot. Hello, I'm Jolinda Stella. I'm a personal stylist and self-love coach.
And I'm Alison Maiden, psychic medium, metaphysical lecturer, Reiki master and teacher. I think this is too long.
It all sounds good. You do lots and lots of things.
I do.
This podcast, we would love to talk about tarot. Mm-hmm. And the reason is I got gifted an awesome book all about tarot, but prior to this, the reason I was gifted this was because I had done a tarot course with you, Alison. It was fascinating. It really opened up my mind. In the past, I've had what I didn't know if they were tarot cards, but intuition cards or oracle cards. And I've been sort of playing around with those maybe for around 2 years, mm-hmm. and have had some really interesting experiences with them, pulling out the same card after reshuffling the deck, getting some really wonderful clear messages, especially working with one particular deck. I've found them to be interesting, not necessarily anything about telling in the future or anything like that, more so around what was currently happening for me in situations. My mind expanded a lot in the tarot course with yourself, was that there's so much in it. It's not as easy as necessarily just picking out a card and like understanding it. There's so much to it. And I think people are far more open to tarot than they ever have been. Obviously, witches burning at the stake wasn't really helpful for a whole lot of us for a very long time. And I know for myself, we were joking that when I said to her, I'm like, oh my gosh, my mum's going to say I'm going straight to hell. And we joked about it not being a cult and it's going to be fine.
Look, I mean, tarot's been given a really bad rap and it's Hollywood that's to blame. You know,
because the death card.
The death card. Dun, dun, dun. I think the first one I remember seeing was Solitaire in James Bond, beautifully played by Jane Seymour, who's the most gorgeous woman. But, yes, of course, the death card came out at the end of that reading for him, and it was always going to be something that could be dramatised and over the top. And so, you know, everyone then thought, well, I don't want to know what's going to happen down the track because immediately as soon as I'm going to pull a tarot card, it's going to be the death card and I'm in trouble. Not the case. In fact, very rarely does that come up, to be honest.
I got it 3 times the other day. I really need to.
It doesn't always mean death.
It's, very true.
It can be a change or a physical situation is ending.
I think the other interesting thing when it comes to tarot is our experiences with it. So the first time I remember having my tarot read, I think, was at a lady, I think mum probably referred to her as a witch or something, at the end of our street, you know, and she always struck me, you know, she had the tablecloth out and the, you know, the crystal ball, in the middle, and you'd get your tarot read, and then the markets, there's always a tarot card reader at the markets, whatever markets you go to, wherever. I had my tarot read in LA along the front strip there. That was really fascinating.
I love their neon signs, psychic advisor. They're everywhere.
and I think when we see those things, it can, like you said, it's very dramatic or dramatized it feels very
spooky.
It's spooky.
And I think people don't understand it. It's an actual tool that can be used to help us, you know. It's an extension of your psychic abilities, and it's also a way that we can communicate with our guides. And I've never seen tarot as being a negative thing, I suppose, because I grew up in a household where this stuff's normal. You know, my mother was psychic. My grandmother used to read tea leaves, and she was the local tea leaf reader in her little county in England. For my upbringing, I was reading tea leaves by the time I was 5. I was reading playing cards, which is Tassiomancy, and I was reading this normal deck of playing cards when I was, you know, about 10 or 11.
I like Ace and Spades and Hearts.
Yeah, because the tarot closely related to that. But tarot cards themselves, each card is very important to know the meanings of the cards, because when you start to look at where they're placed in a particular spread, for instance, they take on different meanings. So if you have, say, for instance, the King of Cups, you know, you might have a King of Cups, and that represents a person. It represents a fair-haired, blue-eyed, fair-skinned man. But then we have the astrological side of it, the connection there as well, where it can represent all the water signs. So he could be a Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer. And then we've got his personality that comes into it as well. So cups are usually generally very loving, home-loving, quiet men. And so, you know, you've got all these different aspects to this card, and it's where is it placed in the reading? That's where it's important. So if you had it in the past, it would be that type of personality or colouring or star sign man from the past. And then you would know that he's influencing the future.
Oh.
Or if he comes up into the future card, it means you haven't met him yet. So he's still coming. So it depends on the placement. But each card has about four or five different meanings. So, yeah, it can be quite confusing when you first start out.
And how many cards? Because I've only, like I said, I'm very new with this. So there's Major Arcana,
yes.
Minor Arcana.
Yeah.
And how many cards are there in total?
Okay, so 78 cards in the deck.
Which is a lot of cards to remember.
A lot of cards to remember, yeah. But most of those are the numbered cards. So we've got different suits. We've got four different suits. And that depends on the... Tarot's become complicated.
Okay.
I started a very long time ago. I was 15 when I started reading tarot. There's the different suits had become, I suppose, interpreted by artists over the years. And some tarot decks are beautiful, as you can see. I mean, I have a couple of different decks that I have as collectors, but I don't actually use because they are too complex in their nature. I have a set that I use daily. Which is the Gilded Tarot, which are very easy to read, but people often collect them as pieces of art because they are pieces of art. They're gorgeous. But they will take something simple like the staves or the... some people see them as like sticks of wood. You've probably seen them. In some decks, they're called battens.
Or wands? Is that...
Wands.
Okay.
So you have all these different names depending on the deck and the artist. So that's confusing in itself.
Yes.
The coins are pentacles in some decks, right? Or discs in other decks. So you do get confused readings, I suppose, from people when you might have a normal simple deck and you'll go to another reader and they'll have a real complex deck and they know their deck because it's the one they've chosen for themselves. And you look at it thinking, that's wrong, or that's not the meaning of that card. You should never like do that, by the way.
Yeah, if you're getting a reading, yeah, just accept whatever they're doing. Yeah.
So, yeah, it can be quite complex. I suppose what you saw from what I, again, you know, my Virgo nature, we talk about this a little bit of simplifying things. So making sure that everything comes down to something quite quick and easy and simple. So years ago, I developed a cheat sheet. And that was on one side we had the Major Arcana, on the other side we have the Minor Arcana, which is all the numbered cards. And so people, when they're first learning, instead of having to flick through the book, because that can be very time consuming, especially when you're doing a larger spread, the cheat sheet gives you a quick and easy access to the meaning of the card or the proposed meaning. But as I said before, it's the placement. Where is it? You've got to think about that. Is it past? Is it future? Is it home? Is it outcome? Is it influence?
And there are so many different types of spreads as well. And now I've seen a lot of people are offering tarot reading online, but also tarot courses online. I mean, I know on my social media feeds, I'm getting lots of those things coming through. Mm. How do we decipher from knowing, if we're wanting to learn more about this, how much of it, from what I've read, a lot of it can be from intuition, so you can get an understanding of the cards. How would we decipher where to go and learn this stuff? I mean, obviously people can come to yourself.
When you run them.
Yeah.
We'll be doing online as well very soon because that's the medium that everyone's doing now to get to people everywhere. And it's easy. You know, we can do that. That's not a problem. So some courses are great. Others, as I said, are average and quite complex, and it just depends. You have to start, if you're a beginner, start very simply. You don't want too much complication in what you're doing, otherwise you'll just give it away because it's just too hard.
I think even Einstein, there was a quote, and I think he said, make everything as simple as it can be.
Yes, exactly.
And no simpler, because there is a that we do want things to be simple. I know that it's been a few months now since I've done your course, and I'm still, every day I pull out the cards and have a look and have a read and try to get a better understanding of each card. To start with, you need a tarot deck.
Yes.
So you recommend the Gilded Tarot as
well? I recommend anything that's simple. I mean, the tried and true Rider-Waite deck, that's the one that everybody uses. It is a good deck. It's very basic. You don't have too many, complications with words and things like that, or understanding if you're reading other tarot books. But the Gilded I found to be a beautiful deck. It's not only visually gorgeous, but it's also very simple in that way as well. So there's no complications in there. We look at the pictures on the cards as well, and some of the pictures will give the story away of what it's all about too. Getting to know your deck is really important. Having a look at the cards, a look at the pictures on there, it'll give you an indication, because the artist is always going to depict the meaning through the artwork.
There was a few things that I learned as well around the fact that it's your deck. It was very cute. I pulled out all of my oracle cards. I pulled out my tarot, and Alison straight away was like, can I pick it up and start shuffling? It's just a natural response for you. But asking permission if you are touching somebody else's deck.
Yeah.
Clearing your cards was really important as well.
Yeah, well, shuffling does help to clear the energy in the cards, and when somebody takes the deck and shuffles it, their energy is then in the cards, and so virtually that becomes their reading. If you're not clearing your cards correctly between readings, you'll get confusion. So it's really important to give them a really good shuffle yourself with the intent that you're clearing those cards. If you use things like Reiki in your everyday life, Reiki is wonderful to clear anything, so you could actually do that. Some people smudge the cards, they have incense burning, and they'll just hold the cards over that. But I think intent is just fine, because, you know, energy, as we know, is something that's always around us and it's always being used. You can visualize white light going through your cards as well. That's a good way to clear them.
And I did have that experience when we were in the course. I didn't think of, I do practice Reiki as well, which I also was attuned through Alison. And I kind of forgot as we were learning all these different things. And the cards I started pulling, I realized it was the person next to me who just held my cards. And we had a bit of a giggle, because I said to her straight away, these are for you. She was like, oh, that is, they are mine. That's hilarious.
Yes.
So yeah. You can tell quite quickly.
It's really interesting, isn't it? I can now at this point, I suppose, because I'm, you know, I've done it forever, and I know the cards really well, and they know me. And when you get to the that wonderful connection that you have with any tool that you're using, you can then use it for whatever you need it for. So I can shuffle the cards on behalf of other people now. So if I'm doing a reading over, you know, Zoom, I can actually shuffle with the intent that I'm doing it for them, and so their story will come out. So.
Wonderful. I wonder if we could do a shuffle and maybe pull out a card for all the people that are listening.
Oh, why not? Let's do that. That's actually a really good idea. So, and it sounds a bit far-fetched to some people that could happen, but I would guarantee that maybe, you know, even 80 to 90% will get something deep out of what we are going to pull for them, because everything happens for a reason. The universe is very clever that way. So I've just shuffled. So I'll get you just to split, I suppose, the deck and look at the bottom card.
Oh, okay. So we're going to split into three with our left hand. Okay. And then put them back together in some form. Might do that.
Okay.
And we'll go that way. Okay. Yep. So we're going to look at bottom.
Let's look at the bottom card and see. Oh, and we have the Lovers card. Now, everyone thinks that this means lovers. It means people coming together. Actually, it's more about decisions. So it's more about harmony. It's more about creating harmony between people. So in this instance, our message today would be concentrate on your relationships, concentrate on creating harmony in your relationships, and bringing the balance back into your relationships. That would be our message for today.
That's really beautiful.
Not a bad message.
And that's, and like you said, it's something that everybody can take away on. If you are going through something, we speak about it a lot, but forgiveness and gratitude, and there's so many ways to show people that you love them and to help them to feel appreciated.
Nothing that happens is going to last forever. We have to remember that there's always going to be hard times that come, but then good times will follow, and that's about balance, you know. So if you're having a hard time in a situation, then you need to look at how we can change the situation to bring the balance back. Perhaps it's you taking the high ground, reaching out, buying flowers for your partner if they like that. I buy flowers for my hubby.
That's nice. You get to experience them as well.
I actually buy them for me, but he thinks it's for him.
Nice work.
He calls them hay fever machines.
Oh, so. You can't please everyone.
No, but be able to, you know, create a different environment around you. And I think that's what the cards can bring us to a point of recognition. But just by having a look at that and going, okay, so what do I need to do today to be able to make my life better or easier? And we say, okay, pay attention to your partner. I'm going to go home and give him a big hug and a kiss. And, you know, give him a lot more attention tonight than maybe I would have if I walked through the door tired and a bit cranky because it's hot up here. It's just bringing the awareness in.
And if it's not your partner, it could be your children or a friend or whoever it is that you want to give some attention to. Mm. I do. Now, we both have spoken about Oracle cards. Mm. And like I said, I've got probably, oh my gosh, maybe 10 decks of Oracle cards. And at different times, I'll find my favorites. At the moment, I really like Work Your Light by Rebecca Campbell. These are really popular at the moment. They're quite visually stunning. But I thought it would be interesting to see the difference, because I know we've spoken about how tarot, you call it a divination tool in the sense that it can give you insight into the past, the present, and the future.
Yeah, and well, the future is, I've got to tell people though, some things are fluid and some things are set. And so if you're meant to meet someone, you will meet them. It just depends on a timing thing, and it also depends on you taking the right turn. But you know, I think that you got to understand that any timeline can change. So it depends on your free will and choice and the other person's. That's why we can pick something that will happen down the track, but it's not always accurate to the timing. Because if you don't get it the first time, it will keep coming back around if it's meant for you.
I think that was another really important thing that you mentioned as well, that when we're getting our tarot done, this isn't a fixed outcome. It's actually...
You have control.
Yes. It's one of multiple possible scenarios. So I've shuffled my Oracle deck, and I will get Alison to do the same, the splitting of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what this one comes out with.
I'm going to create a great card for everybody. I've decided.
Great. This is awesome.
You'll love it.
This one says, take a break. Get off the treadmill. Yes.
Yeah. Great. What we're doing at the moment is basically the opposite, because we're back on the treadmill. But we're enjoying ourselves, and that's the most important thing.
We are. And that's it. I think we can quickly jump too quickly this year. It's really easy to quickly jump into old ways and old patterns as we get into the new year. So definitely continue to enjoy taking your break. And not just... in one chunk,
you can take lots of little breaks.
Lots of little breaks. You did yesterday. You went for a nice walk through the botanical gardens.
I did. It was awesome. And I didn't even realise that certain things were in there. And it was amazing. Exploration, you see. You've got to get out and explore. Take action. Year five.
Year five, action, yeah. That's right. We spoke about that in the numerology episode. If somebody was choosing between maybe getting an Oracle deck or a tarot deck, I would say get both. But if they were choosing between the two, what do you see the main differences are?
I think the Oracle gives you like a quick answer. It could be like a yes or a no, or like that one was just like, you know, stop, take a break, you know, you need a rest. Whereas the tarot will give you the full reason why you need to take a rest. The reason why is you've worked too hard in the past. There's an influence up here of your kids driving you nuts. The home down here is chaos because everyone's home and driving you crazy. The influence over that, you need to take a break. So the outcome is then take a break or you might end up in hospital.
Right, so it will give you the full picture.
So you get a full picture of why and how. And when you know that, it's not set in stone that you're going to end up in hospital. What it's saying is take a break, do that now, because if you don't sort all these other things out, all these other influences in your life, then you need to understand that you could get sick. This is a warning and it's also a solution.
That's beautiful. And if we were going to put those two cards together, it would be take a break with your loved ones.
Yeah, or from them.
As long as you're looking after yourself, that's correct. The main thing. Do you have any messages that you would like to finish with about anything about tarot?
I just think don't take it too seriously. I think if you're learning, understand that messages will come to you. The really important ones will repeat themselves. If you're doing the tarot three or four times a day hoping for a different answer, it will end up looking very confusing for you. It will give you what you need to hear. So take it the first time around and don't keep asking the same question, hoping for a different answer. Also understand that when you're learning, your guides are very patient with you. So they kind of get that you're going to do that.
You're going to say, I don't want that answer. Yeah, I want a different one.
I'm going to shuffle that again. And just, you know, if you are wanting a really clear and precise reading, go to a reader who has got a very good reputation that other people have gone to and they've said, wow, they're really accurate and they give good information. If you're going to people that are charging $10 a reading on the side of the road, chances are you're not going to get a very accurate reading. And that is just because, and I'm not anything against them, it's just because it's like anything in life. If you want a professional, you have to pay for the professional. And payment is actually an exchange of energy, okay? And it's something that I think needs to be respected. These people do it as a living. You wouldn't go to the doctor and expect him not to take payment for what he's done. So, you know, be respectful of those people that do this as a living and that have studied many, many years to provide a good service to you.
And it is something that can be so beneficial for people to hear this. And I know you tell me so many stories about people coming back after 25 years saying everything you said that was going to happen happened, and how powerful and wonderful it was for a warning for people to understand what is ahead, and also when you get those forks in the road, how to maybe make the best choice.
How to navigate. And I think anyone that does see maybe a reader regularly, I have since I was 15, you can't always read for yourself because your emotions get in the way. It's like your desires, your emotions sort of overtake, and you can't always get a clear picture. So going to see someone reputable or someone you trust is important, and then they can give you the clear picture, even if you don't like it.
And something else I remember we spoke about a while ago was the fact that you don't need to go every month. I know some people that will go continuously, like you said, maybe because they didn't like the other reading, or maybe because they did have such a wonderful experience, they want to experience that again. How often do you go and see your reader?
Oh, look, yearly probably, maybe a bit longer. It just depends on how long things take to play out. And if things have changed dramatically through my own personal choice, I've chosen not to go down that path, then I might sort of ring her up and go, hey, you know, something else has happened. Can we have a look at that now? Because I can feel that the path has changed. So the outcome will be different to what we looked at before.
And what would you say to somebody like myself, who is, I find this quite funny and very awesome that we're friends, but I've had my tarot read maybe only a handful of times, and I think it's quite funny that we've joked about before, because I'm like, I don't want to know. I just like flying blind sometimes. Maybe it's my, maybe when we spoke about numerology, maybe it's my number one, my leadership, like,
that's
I don't need any
that
help.
Is so a one thing. Yeah.
What would you say to people that are maybe nervous around potentially having it done and being sort of fearful of the future, or fearful of what they find out?
I think that you've got to understand that you are in charge, okay? It's your life, and there's no one sitting up on a cloud up there going, I'm going to give Jolinda a really bad day today.
Okay. Phew.
So what we're doing with the tarot is we're giving ourselves a heads up where we can see maybe the great things that are going to happen. We can put more energy into that, or we can then remove energy from things that we don't want to happen. So, or, you know, if it does warn of a health, get to the doctor. Do action, take action. I will share this with you, because I have a cut on the odd occasion, I have seen death in people's cards, okay? Normally that will come up because there is either a health warning, or that there is someone elderly that they know is going to pass, but they've maybe pushed it to the back of their mind because they're very busy in their work, or they're just too busy to take the time out to go and see that person. I've actually had now three times it happened where people, I've said it during the reading, I said, look, I'm going to say this to you because I believe it's really important, but you need to go and see your mom, your dad, your grandma. They may not have a lot of time left. Those people thanked me afterwards because they did actually take time out of their busy schedule to go and visit that person, and that person did pass. And so therefore it was an important time for them. And in one case, a lady who hadn't talked to her mum for 20 years.
Wow.
And she spent the last 3 weeks of her life with her, and they mended all the bridges, and everything was amazing at the end for them both. So I think those messages are so important. It's not always doom and gloom, do you know?
That's really beautiful, like you said, being able to reconnect with somebody, and something that would not have happened most likely without having the reading done.
Yeah, and people have to always also realise that life is short. You know, we only have a short time on this planet, and it's important that we do the right thing for ourselves and for others always.
Very true. Thank you for today. I love all things tarot and divination. It's fascinating. I hope you all enjoyed listening to us today as well.
Yes, definitely. And if you have any questions that you would like to put to us, write in.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Divine Style Podcast. Please follow, share, and tune in weekly for more spiritual and self-love guidance.
You can find us and ask questions at jalinda.com.au and alisonmaiden.com.